It's Thursday, the 6th of February, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Mine Workers Union of Namibia has accused Trigon Metals of violating the Labour Act for attempting to force over 500 employees into unilateral separation agreements. A complaint about alleged illegal retrenchments at Combat Mine was also not forwarded to the Labour Commissioner's head office as required. MUN representative Reginald Kok gives us an update.
Our complaint was never forwarded to the Commissioner because every complaint must go directly to the Commissioner. So you submit your complaint to the office. And then the regional office has a responsibility to scan those papers, that complaint, and send it to the head office in the hope that she will take serious action. Currently, I'm studying Combat. We are assessing the ground situation on Combat because the management is not coming back to us. We are now, today, we are putting down the complaint in terms of those people that got injured on site. Five people got injured in 2024. They were just taken to the hospital and dropped and left the hospital to fend for themselves.
Namibia's trade balance showed an improvement in December of 2024, standing at a deficit of 119 million Namibia dollars, which is a reduction from the previous month's deficit of 5.5 billion Namibia dollars, according to the Namibia Statistics Agency's latest trade merchandise bulletin. South Africa continued to be the country's biggest import market. NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo reports.
Namibia's exports stood at 12.6 billion and imports at 12.7 billion, resulting in the country's trade deficit of 118.6 million. Exports increased by 3.4% from 12.2 billion recorded in November 2024 and an increase of 16.1% when compared to December 2023. The import value decreased by 28% when compared to the value recorded in November 2024 and increased by 7.5% when compared to the value of 11.8 billion recorded in December 2023.
South Africa is going to need to find 7.5 billion rand to ensure the country's long-standing HIV programs do not grind to a halt after U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to suspend foreign aid and funding to Pretoria because of its new land expropriation law. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi told lawmakers in Cape Town on Wednesday that in addition to 4.6 billion rand needed for staffing, the authorities will also need 2.9 billion rand to cover operational costs. The Church of England's Pensions Board has urged investors to support peace efforts in Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The board urged global investors to consider the impact of the ongoing conflict in the region, which has resulted in significant loss of life and a growing humanitarian crisis. The board's Adam Matthews.
As a pension fund, we'll be working with other investors to both support the Goma call for peace, to encourage governments to return to negotiations, and equally to engage and have discussions with the companies in which we have shares that operate in both in Rwanda and the region.
And a group of activists in Germany have announced they will sue Elon Musk's social media platform X, arguing the company is in breach of European law by not giving them access to data as part of election disinformation monitoring.
The two activist groups, called the Society for Civil Rights and Democracy Reporting International, say that they're working to track disinformation online ahead of Germany's election on February 23. But they will argue in court that X, formerly known as Twitter, is refusing to give them access to data like the reach of posts and number of likes and shares online. Information, they say, is critical to tracking public debates on the internet. They also argue that they have the right to receive such data under the terms of the European Union's Digital Services Act, and that other platforms such as Meta have given them appropriate access. X has not responded to media questions on the legal action. The case will be heard in a Berlin court at a later date. Trent Murray, Berlin.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.